In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé. Your 90-day fiancé.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé universe, a show that many of you do not watch. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. I think that this week we are going to do it on the, what is it? Love Has Won.
Love Has Won.
I always get their call because I'm like Mama God call. Love Has Won.
Mama
call.
God cult.
Really crazy stuff involving like mummies.
Mummies.
Yeah, mummifying people.
Literally, yeah, mummies.
Mummies. So join our Patreon if you're interested. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Like, give us the 4 or 5 stars, whatever it is. And call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you would like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a secret. A story. Or whatever you would like. The number is
626-63-420-69. Nice.
Let's get into it. 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 8. Do you take one another?
Right. So we didn't do last week's.
Yes.
So we're going to kind of combine Episode 8, Episode 9.
Yes. So do you want to get into Rob and Sophie?
Yeah, so fucking, of course, Sophie forgives Rob.
Yeah.
And she said, like, they're in that weird Airbnb or something that he got for them.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, he didn't cheat, but he did something that hurt me. So now you're walking that back? What's going on?
I don't think we talked about this. So there, he's like, to make it up to her, he wants to do something romantic. So he gets an Airbnb on the beach because she likes the beach. And it's like not a nice Airbnb. It's someone's apartment in Venice Beach or whatever. And she's like, oh, this is so nice. And she says, you know, he thinks that romance is spending money, but just be nice to me. She's like, all you have to do is just be nice to me. And I think that's romantic, which is.
And he like makes jokes about like, oh, it has an indoor bathroom. Ha ha. Like, you can't joke about that. That's not.
Yeah.
You're not in on the joke.
No, it's like.
You can't do that.
Also, I hate that it's he thinks he can say something, but if she says something, then it's a problem. It's just so stupid.
And then she talks about how, like, the texts they would send before back and forth. She's like, he would send me paragraphs about how he was struck by Cupid's arrow. Like, ew. Why is he? That's gross.
Such a dork.
And I noticed, you know how, like, people who you can see the white under their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the psychopath.
Yeah, Tanya had
that. He has those eyes.
Oh my God, really? I don't.
You can see the white underneath the.
Yeah,
the
if you can see the white under, then you're a Looney Tune. Yeah, Tanya from a previous season had that. I remember. Yeah. That's scary.
And then she goes this episode. She goes to a brewery to FaceTime her mom.
Yeah,
and she says she's been tracking his phone for 3 years because he never turned off location sharing.
Yeah, he shared it one time when like she was lost and trying to find him or something, or he was lost and then he forgot to turn it off. But I mean, it doesn't really help if she's in London and he's here. I mean, it will help now that they're both in the same place, but
that's funny. I have a friend who shared her location like years ago, and I've told her like your location's shared. She's like, oh, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I know where you are at all times.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, there's no way something bad isn't going to happen out of that situation.
So crazy.
Although he knows now, I guess, you know, he's going to turn that shit. Well, I don't know if they're still together or not.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think she posts a lot of stuff on her own on Instagram.
Oh, we'll have to wait for the reunion. Have to see.
Yeah. So that's about it for them.
That was that for that episode. Jasmine and Gino, not a lot. It was just Jasmine being angry at the bachelor.
Yeah,
party
she confronts him. And yeah. She's dressed like a congresswoman to confront him for whatever reason. She's wearing like a green suit with a brooch and a pantsuit, and she's being very formal, questioning him as if she's a lawyer or something. It's very funny.
So funny. And Gino is like, she's like, what did you do the day before I got here? And Gino's like, the day before?
Yeah.
What did
nothing,
I do?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
The day before? I didn't do anything. The day before? I don't know. And she's like, well, day before. And he's like, oh, yeah, I went to a strip club.
Yeah. It's so funny because she's trying to be so calm, but the kind of calm that's scary. You know when someone who's usually volatile is very even-toned and
they're like
talking slowly and you're like, oh, this is bad. Okay, this is, it's like when your parents aren't mad, they're disappointed. Uh-huh. And that's even worse. Like that's the vibe she brought.
She's like, okay.
Yeah.
But you know she's going to fucking freak out.
Yeah, it's bad. Justin and Nikki.
So they met Justin's parents.
Yeah, Igor, Justin. And
Igor.
Meanwhile, they broke up like in the car.
Ride over there.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'll meet your parents, but just know I'm going home right after.
Yeah. And then so they get to the house. They have chickens. The house is interesting. They have purple curtains in the house. It looks like it's from the 80s.
Yes. Yes.
Like it hasn't been updated.
No.
And did you notice the dog's name?
No, what was it?
The dog's name is Jessica Delilah.
Oh, two names. That's fancy.
Is the dog's name.
Interesting. Okay. Hey there, Delilah.
And it turns out the mom looks a lot like Nikki.
Always.
Like blonde, makeup.
Big hair.
Big hair.
It's a very
boobs.
Like Texan or mob wives vibe is what the energy she's bringing to the table. And I think we said this last time. It's weird that Igor is embarrassed of Nikki, or maybe that's why he's embarrassed.
Right.
Maybe he grew up kind of with a flashy mom. And he's like, I don't want a flashy girlfriend. Like
that would make sense,
you know, because they are very similar.
Yeah, but the parents are very nice. The mom is so excited to see Nikki, like hugs her, kisses her.
Yeah.
But I don't.
They know. I think
they know that she's trans.
Yeah, they told. I think he told her, and this is the first time they're meeting after.
So so he told his parents before today,
and they seem very accepting, I think.
Yeah, the mom was like very excited. I was like, wait, did they tell her yet or what's going on?
I believe they did.
Yeah, but the mom was telling Nikki about how depressed Igor was after their first breakup.
Yeah.
And
I think Igor's a sweetheart, Justin. Yeah. Igor. I like think he's so sweet.
Yeah, and they're like going through old photos of when they were first dating. Like the mom kept all the photos.
Aww.
And then they had the cake. They're eating cake.
Yeah, it seemed like a nice time. And then Nikki's like, do I have your blessing if Igor and I want to get married?
So, yeah.
And I think they said yes. So
it's crazy. They went from breaking up in the car ride over there to asking to get married.
Because all Nikki wants is validation. And Justin, yes, gives it to her constantly, but she can't see it. So I think it was, yeah, the validation from his parents was helpful for her mm-hmm, to kind of turn things around for them, at least that day. But
yeah,
it's, I don't know. Devin and Nick, the more I see of them, the more I'm like, I'm not loving Nick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this episode, they get to Arkansas and they're walking through this like parking garage and like to go to their car, and the mom is there to pick them up, and he's like, oh, it's dark in here. The mom's like, yeah, be careful, this is not a safe town.
Oh god.
I'm like, what it's not,
yeah,
in the middle of Arkansas? I don't know what that, and that's,
yeah,
kind of all we see of them is just arriving to Arkansas, and he's,
yeah,
like
it.
Okay, that's,
yeah,
kind of it. They have 89 days to get married.
We'll get into this most recent episode, and I'm like, you're...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a language difference, but something ain't right.
Yeah, something ain't right.
Yeah. Then Manuel and Ashley.
This whole thing with the coffee.
It's so stupid.
So Ashley drinks 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day, which is not crazy.
No.
I usually drink like 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Manuel thinks that she drinks way too much coffee. He thinks she's crazy for drinking all the coffee. He complains about her spending money on coffee. And he says, like, aren't you glad you found a man to help you save money? Like, what are you talking about?
Also, save money. He's asking for, like, $300 a month to send home to his family. He wants,
yeah,
a new phone. It's just... save money on herself to give to him.
Yeah, but like, I mean she makes coffee at home, right? Puts it in a mason jar, this like,
yeah,
giant mason jar, and then she goes to like Starbucks or whatever and buys a double shot espresso can, one of those cans.
Ugh.
And then she has a thermos of coffee.
That's disgusting.
I guess she had like 3 beverages, and she's like asking him to hold, they're driving in the car. She's asking him to hold it. And he's like, what are you, an octopus?
I always have so many beverages around me.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's a girl. That's just girls. I always have at least 3 beverages near me. I have three right now.
I have water. I have coffee.
Yeah. I have a coffee. I have a water. And then I have a weird little like proper
fun drink,
wild,
yeah,
energy shot thing.
Oh, I still have my Celsius that I haven't drank yet.
How much caffeine is in this? Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
How much caffeine is in that?
And this is only 100 milligrams.
Okay, that's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's like less than a cup of coffee, because I think a coffee is like 150. And I actually haven't even drank my coffee. I've developed, I don't really like the taste of coffee anymore for some reason.
Really?
I don't know
do
what happened.
Anything in it?
I just drink it black. So I could do like hot coffee, but I've always drank iced coffee. And for some reason recently, I haven't really been loving it.
Interesting. I started putting coffee creamer in my coffee.
And it's fun, right?
Like white trash style,
yeah,
coffee creamer.
Like Coffee Mate. Yeah. No, it's fun.
I get the oat milk and the almond milk ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is good.
I know. I'm looking for, I need to get like a peppermint one for the holidays.
Yeah,
it is fun to splash it up a little bit. Yeah,
like,
I like a fun coffee.
This feels like cheating.
You know what you do is you get a cold foam maker on Amazon, and you can put cold foam on top of your iced coffee or your hot coffee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And it's fun. It also makes your coffee fun. Yeah.
another crazy thing Ashley did. She's on speakerphone. She called her friend on speakerphone to complain about Manuel. He doesn't speak English. So he doesn't remember that. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what she's saying, really. So she's like complaining to her friend, like, he does this and he doesn't want to do this. And he's like getting into fights with me while he's sitting there in the passenger seat, like not really knowing what's going on.
Oh my God. That's fucked up. If a guy was doing that to a girl, it would be such a problem. But I also think Manuel fucking sucks. So I don't really. He's like a wet towel. He is just the.
Yes.
He's a rotten potato. He just has the worst personality.
Yeah. He just hates everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to spend money on anything. Just hates everything. Hates pets. Hates,
you know,
her friends.
When you buy produce at the market and you have it in a bag and you forget about it and then you find it and it's like kind of mushy and wet.
Uh huh.
That's like how his whole personality and vibe is to me.
He's a downer.
Yeah, it's just rotten.
He's rotten. He's
rotten.
So they go meet Ashley's friends to go. I don't know what they're doing. They're mixing scented oils or something.
Yeah, like making candles or something. I don't know.
And Manuel says he wants Ashley to spend $300 or send $300 to his family every month.
Right.
And she's like, excuse me? And he's like, she prefers to spend $130 on vet bills, but won't send money to his family.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, because her pets need to go to the vet.
Do you want to know something? Did I tell you this? Do you want to know something kind of fucked up? So I had to take Dolly to the vet to get her boosters because I you know, for shots, they do a first round and then there's a booster a few weeks later. And she had this really bad cough. And we were afraid that it was that thing that was going around, you know, that
the mystery illness.
But thankfully, the cough went away. So it looks like it wasn't that. And the vet was like, you know, the doctor just wants to see Dolly again just to check her out. And then we can also give her the shots. And I was like, okay, great. So I brought her in. And they charged me for a vet visit in addition to the shots.
But you just scheduled the shots.
Yeah. And they were like, well, we also want her to see the vet. So I scheduled. They scheduled me for a vet visit, but I didn't ask for the vet visit. They were like, the vet wants to see her just to make sure she's doing okay and everything like that. And then they charged me for $90 for a vet visit.
But what did the vet do?
Nothing.
Just came and looked at her. Was like, she looks good.
I wasn't there. I was in the car.
Oh.
So I don't know what they could have done. I told them before that she'd stopped coughing and was fine now. And they were like, the doctor just wants to confirm. They didn't run any tests or anything.
Oh, no. That's fucked up.
I kind of want to email and be like, I didn't ask for the vet to see her. Like, you guys wanted that. So I don't know why
That's
I paid you
so
like
bizarre.
$90.
Also, if it's just like a checkup to be like, oh, she's fine. She looks good. Yeah, whatever. That they shouldn't charge you for that.
It should be like $15 at maximum. Like, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm
going to change vets.
Oh, I know that this is the last time I'm going to see that vet because now they're done.
The last time.
That's the last time that vet will see me.
That's annoying.
I know. Also, I found out I just have to get one more thing off my chest that Dolly's been on Prozac and they charge me like $75 or something for the Prozac. And I looked on Chewy and it's like $15.
What? Yeah, that's how I got my cat Prozac from Chewy.
Yeah, they never told me that you can get it on Chewy for like a quarter of the price.
Oh, yeah. I get all the pet prescriptions there. It's cheaper and they.
Yeah, I've just been
like
getting
overnight.
It at the vet and it's like $60 at the vet.
That's crazy because my vet is like, you know, you can get it from us, but it's cheaper. The vet told me it's cheaper to get it through.
They never told me that until they were out of it. And they were like, you can get it on Chewy. And then I looked and I'm like, bitch, what? This whole time?
My God, they're scamming you.
Yeah, it's a grift.
That sucks.
I know. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
If you're in LA and know a good vet, let me know. Although I know your vet's good.
VCA, so, baby.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Those are good. Annalie and Clayton.
Oh yeah, these gross ass couple. She doesn't like him, period.
No, she's got the ick.
Yeah, she doesn't like him.
So he pulls out a plastic pool from his balcony and is like, time to bathe the guinea pigs. And she's like, okay.
Why isn't he doing it in the sink was my question. I'm like, why do you need a full pool?
Right. I give my cat a bath in the sink.
I bathe my dogs in the bathtub. Like,
yeah.
And then I just bleach the bathtub. Like, what's wrong with you, weirdo?
Or so before they do that, she, Annalie, FaceTimes her mom. And apparently her mom has diabetes and arthritis and osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And so she's like feeling guilty about leaving.
Yeah. I think that Annalie was her caretaker too, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because she said her mom is like very lonely without her.
Yeah. It's really
sad. And
she's
like, I kind of want to go back to Prue. I don't know.
Yeah,
she should. Oh, yeah. So they bathe the guinea pigs. But she has to do it because Clayton, twist, is allergic to guinea pigs.
You know, I'm actually also allergic to guinea pigs.
But you don't own guinea pigs.
Yes, but I am allergic to dogs and I own dogs.
Are you really allergic to dogs?
Yeah, I'm allergic to dogs and cats. I'm allergic to like every animal.
Interesting.
I think that's why I chronically have sinus infections. But you know what's weird,
It's all making sense now.
I know. But you get used to your own animal. That's what's so weird.
I was allergic to cats as well, and I'm not anymore. So was Martin.
Yeah.
He's not anymore.
Yeah. So he should be, because it's the same as getting like an allergy shot.
Yeah.
Because like you're exposed to the dander all the time.
Right.
And then
the dander.
You get an immunity to it. So he should theoretically no longer
but
be
that
allergic.
That was a twist.
Yeah.
No one saw coming.
Fucking psycho.
So she has to bathe the guinea pigs. Ah, she hates it. She's like, I come here, I hate this guy, I have to clean his fucking pigs.
He's so gross. She's so grossed out by him.
Yeah. So they're driving to Indiana, and on the way there, she's like, well, what's Indiana like? And he's like, well, Indiana is known for drugs and corn. I was like, it is? What?
Okay. I've never been.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
I know it's known for corn because I did corn detasseling in Indiana.
Oh, that's where you did it?
Uh-huh. It was across the border. It's only 45 minutes south of Kalamazoo. But yeah, I went to Indiana.
Did
baby.
You ever get your drugs in Indiana?
No. I got illegal fireworks, though.
Fun.
Yeah, same thing. So Annalie, so they meet Clayton's sister and
that drama queen,
Mrs. Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And she actually apologizes for being a bitch. She seems like really genuinely like embarrassed and is like, I'm so sorry. And then Annalie tells Brandy how like sad she was to leave her mom.
Brandy starts crying again and is like, I'm really sorry or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then Brandy's like, well, how is it living with their mom in the closet? And Clayton's like, well, it's hard to be intimate. And so apparently the mom used to live with Brandy.
Oof.
And so he asks Brandy, like, how did she get pregnant?
Oh, right.
Living with mom there.
I forgot about that.
And she's like this and like bends over and it's very funny.
Yeah.
So they're all laughing, having a good time.
Things are better between them all now.
Things are better. They're staying in a hotel and Clayton wants to give Annalie a massage.
Yeah, he's hoping that like the reason they haven't been intimate is because of his mom.
Yes.
So that now that they're in a hotel that she'll finally want to do the deed.
Yeah. And so he's like, I want to give you a massage. And she's like, okay.
You missed the worst part, though.
The Rubik's Cube?
No. Where she comes out of the bathroom or something, and he's lying on the bed, like sprawled out. And she's like,
he looks like a cow.
Yeah, she's like, he thought he was being sexy, but he just looks like a splayed out cow.
Yeah.
She hates
him. But
you
saw the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
He's like, I brought a Rubik's Cube in case she falls asleep during the massage.
He's so fucking weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah, he's just a dork and she's over it and grossed out. And this is just, she needs to go home. It's like not going to work. It's bad.
So, like, he gives her the massage, and she's like, okay, I'm just tired. I want to go to sleep.
They're not going to fuck. I'm sorry. She's not into it. He can feel it, and it's awkward. It's really awkward.
Very awkward. It's very awkward.
So now the next episode
9. So back to Nikki and Justin. They're on a romantic getaway.
Yes.
And Justin says, if she behaves, maybe we can have sex for the second time.
Oh boy.
But they did have sex. They had sex. Apparently what happened was like they went to bed or like they didn't have sex. And then he woke her up at 3 a.m. to have sex.
Yeah.
Is what happened. And
she's pissed.
She's not into it. She's pissed.
She is so, I really dislike her. Like,
yeah,
she wants everything on her terms. She wanted sex. He had sex with her, but it's not the right kind of sex or what she had imagined. Her expectations are just so, she's never going to be happy. She's just going to be chronically dissatisfied. And like, she's acting like it's so weird. But I've been there where it's the middle of the night and you both are awake for a second or you both like turn over and then you kiss or something and then you start having sex. She's acting like it's the weirdest thing in the world to have sex in the middle of the night or that it's rude or disrespectful or something. And it wasn't magical for her. He's trying and she just every time he tries, she just swats him down. It sucks.
Swats him down. But he said he doesn't like how aggressive she is. And he says man vibes and her masculine energy. Yeah. And she's like very aggressive about having sex.
Yeah.
And he said that he wants to feel like she's more like gentle.
Yeah.
More like feminine energy from her.
Yeah.
And he said all this like aggressiveness is not working for him. Which I understand.
Yeah, and I can see how those words are triggering given that she's trans. But I also can see how those words can be used in a relationship where the person is not trans.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like when a woman can be like the dominant, you know, where if one person asserts too much dominance and it can be repelling or unattractive. I don't even know if it's masculine energy as much as it is like anxious attachment. Where she is anxious attachment, so she like goes forward and that makes him go backward. You know, she doesn't have a secure attachment style.
Yeah. But Justin changed his Facebook status to
status
to engaged.
Big deal.
So that
exciting.
Made her very happy. She's very stoked about that.
She's big on stoked. Whoa.
She's stoked.
Wow. She's stoked on that. That's cool.
She's
Melissa.
Stoked on
She's
that.
Stoked on it. She's another one of those people who's big on social media representation of their relationship.
That's like, that's so like 2011.
Yeah. It's
2012.
It's interesting. Like, I don't want to be not represented whatsoever.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't know. It's weird. So Justin is like, we're going to a wine tastery, which I like that more than
I like it
winery.
Too. Yeah.
And then I like that there's signs in this winery. It says WTF. Wine time, finally.
That's a good shirt. That's a hat.
It is good.
That's a hat.
It is. So they're drinking. They are wasted.
They're wasted. The times I have been wine tasting, I have always gotten wasted.
Well, yeah.
And wine drunk is not a fun drunk.
It's the worst hangover for
sure.
It's
disgusting hangover.
It's the worst hangover. That's why I don't really drink wine that much anymore.
Yeah.
It's a different type of hangover.
It's a different hangover. It's a fun.
There's so much sugar in the wine too.
Yeah. And it's a fun drunk until the end. And then it's always like an emotional drunk. Or something like it's
and
feels
you just
heavy.
Feel gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I can feel
it. The guy who like owns the winery or whatever is doing the tasting. He's having a great time. They're like making out, and he's like, okay, like he's uncomfortable, but like also having a good time.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know if I got the sense he was having a good time. I thought he was really weirded out by them.
I think he was like very amused.
Yeah, amused like, is maybe okay, the right word.
This is yeah. I don't know. They were having a good time.
Yeah.
Next thing, Nikki is extremely hungover.
Yeah.
And still complaining about the not having sex.
Yeah. And they're also, they're at some sort of like brunch or restaurant
place.
Oh,
yeah.
And they order food that to me looks good. And she's like, what kind of meat is this? And he says, mouse.
I think is he joking?
No, I don't think it's mouse. I think it's a language difference and he doesn't know the word for it.
Because he's like, he said some sort of beef or something.
There was three different kinds of meat. There was like few different kinds of meat. Because then he said it's like pork.
Oh, right. He said a couple different things.
He said a few different things.
It looked like some type of like Canadian bacon. Ham.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not eating this. I don't know what kind of meat it is. Okay, Rob and Sophie, they are going bowling after their magical stay in the beach Airbnb.
With his lame-ass friend.
Two lame-ass friends.
The one from the club and then, like, another one.
Yeah, they suck. They suck. And Rob's like, I like when Sophie throws the ball because her butt jiggles.
He's such a pig. He's a pig is what he is. He's a gross, rotten pig. I will say, though, and if I will say that I like have amnesia if anyone ever calls me on this, but I do think his friends are kind of hot.
Sure.
Aesthetically. Like, their looks are hot, not their personalities.
They're good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dancer friend, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy. Ugh, he's trying to do an English accent.
He's so stupid.
He thinks he's so funny, and he's not, and it's so annoying.
He's such a loser. Yeah.
And then his friend asks why Sophie went through Rob's phone, because he told his friends that she went through the phone. But apparently Rob didn't tell his friends the whole story.
He didn't tell him that he's been cheating this whole time and like getting videos and stuff.
So she's like, well, I found all this stuff on his phone. And they're like, they had no idea. So Rob's not telling them the full story.
No, Rob's just like, Sophie's crazy. She like goes through my phone and stuff. And it's like, because you're cheating on her and like sending dick pics and videos to people. And after Sophie tells the friends that, they're like, well, good for you for staying. Like, thank you for giving him a second chance. Like, Rob, you didn't tell us any of this stuff.
Yeah, fuck you, Rob.
Yeah, idiot.
So then she's FaceTiming her friend. She's like, I need to tell Rob that I'm bisexual. She's like super nervous about it.
Yeah, why is it such a big deal? It's bizarre.
And Rob is like, well, I want to take you ring shopping. Like, ugh.
I don't know what. She's like, $5,000 for a ring. And he's like, no, but show me what you like and we can figure it out. And I'm like, this guy.
No, you can't figure it out, Rob.
This guy can't afford a ring. I don't know why they're going ring shopping. Like, don't take her with you because you know you're going to get a $300 cubic zirconia ring. So don't take her with you.
Not even that.
Yeah.
So Sophie has like really bad anxiety about telling Rob she's bisexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we kind of leave. That's kind of where this episode ends. We'll find out next week.
Yeah, I think we see a preview of she's like.
We do.
Or maybe it ends before his reaction, but she's sitting there and she's like, I need to go outside. And he's like, are you okay? Are you crying? And then he meets her outside and she's like, oh, I'm bi. And I think he's like, lingual? And she's like, sexual.
No, he says sexual.
Oh, he does?
Does he? Or he's like confused. He's like, bi.
Yeah, bi.
Sexual?
Yeah,
what
bisexual?
What else do you think she means? What else do
I think
you think?
I think he means, I don't know. It's so weird.
Bilingual?
Bilingual? And it almost like he looks upset or something. Oh, and then he's like, well, if you're allowed to hook up with other people, I'm allowed to hook up with other people. And she's like, that's not what this means. I don't want to hook up with someone.
You idiot.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's so stupid.
He's an idiot.
Then we meet a new couple.
Yes.
Insane that there's a new couple.
Yeah, because this is what, episode 9?
Yeah.
I mean, there's for sure going to be like 20 episodes.
I know.
So Sam, who's 30.
Yeah.
From Cameron, Missouri.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got a lot of tattoos. He works double shifts. He says he works for a, what is it called? Like a shipping company or popular.
Yeah.
It's Amazon is what he works for.
Oh, really?
I'm assuming. I think he was wearing like an Amazon jacket or whatever,
but
he's a dock
that.
Worker.
Yeah.
For all the packages. And he says sometimes he sleeps in his car because he works double shifts and it's an hour drive to his job.
Yeah, I was like unclear as to whether or not he has a place to live that's not his car, because he said it's an hour drive, but I'm like, hour drive from where? So do you have a home,
I think,
or do you live in your car?
Yeah, I think it's his house. And I think just when he works double shifts,
he sleeps in his car.
It's easier to sleep in his car.
Oof, God.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And then he says at 15, he got addicted to pain medicine.
Yeah, I think he's an opioid guy.
But then he got sober at 22.
Yeah.
And he said he's relapsed a few times.
They really
don't
know how to pick him.
Did he say how many years he's been sober since?
I think he said 10 years.
Well, no, because he got sober at 22 and he relapsed. And he's only 30.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't know then.
So, yeah, it's been, yeah, I don't know, but I'm worried for him.
I think that this is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot to handle being on the show and like even just being harassed on social media.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He has a fiance named Citra. She's 26 from West Java, Indonesia.
Yeah.
They met on a dating app. He loves her big butt.
Yeah, he says he's been fantasizing about slapping that thing.
And he flew to Indonesia to meet her. She has a large family. She's really close with her sisters. Her mom died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's a Muslim. And he needs to convert to Islam to marry her.
And her dad is a cop, so really strict.
Yes.
Yeah, her dad's, they can't be intimate or anything like that until they're married.
Herman.
Yeah.
Herman, the police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And turns out Sam's dad, he lives with his dad.
Oh, right. That's what it is.
And his dad
believes
in aliens.
Yes.
And he said he's waiting for the aliens to pick him up.
And Sam says he has seen a UFO before.
Yeah, he's like, I've seen the lights in the clouds. You know, I get it.
I forgot about this part. Because he brings up, oh, right, because he's talking about how she is Muslim and his dad. And he's like talking about his religious upbringing.
And he says he's
like,
an atheist.
He's like, I'm an atheist and my dad just believes in aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, Citra said her dad wants them to get married within 2 weeks, so he knows that it's like legit.
Yeah. So there's no 90-day fiance here. It's 14-day fiance.
14-day fiance.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go.
No, I don't know either. And she knows all about his past, and she's like,
yeah,
okay with it, but I'm worried about his future. I don't know.
Yeah, because if he's relapsed a few times since he was 22 and he's only 30, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it's
I'm worried.
Yeah.
Hope he's got support.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh God, now to Devin and Nick.
Devin.
So they're driving to Searcy, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And Nick is like, there's so much farmland. He's just shocked by how much space there is.
Yeah.
And they get to her house. And he's like, oh my God, your house is giant. And it's like your basic Midwestern house.
But I think in Korea, it's mostly like apartment living, right?
Yeah. He's not used to like all this space.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. She lives with her parents and her sister and brother. So they all live in this house.
Yeah.
And they're like walking around the little town.
Right.
And she's like, oh, here's a mural I painted. It's of a skateboarder.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's not bad. It's like a cool, it's kind of a good art piece. I'm like, why? Why did she get to paint a mural in her town?
I don't know.
I'm so confused by her.
I know. I don't know. And she said there's mostly white people in Searcy.
Yeah.
And they walk by a Confederate statue.
Yeah. And Nick's like, so that guy fought to have slaves? Like, and you guys have statue?
She's like, you know
him?
About the Civil War. And he's like, yeah. So that guy wanted slaves? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Whoops.
Like, okay, cool. So they're in in her backyard. The family comes over. They do a fish fry.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I guess I knew that this happened, but they have a bunch of fry stations up to make fried fish.
Dump pour oil
French
in there.
Fries and stuff. And Nick is like, wow, this is. I mean, it's very stereotypical.
Yes, it is.
It's a real caricature.
And the mom is like, so what do Koreans think of Americans? Don't ever ask any foreigners what they think of Americans.
Yeah, and also, if you're the foreign boyfriend, at least lie or say...
At least say something nice.
Yeah, say something positive.
To be like, you guys are known for being patriotic and loving your country.
Because what he says is not good.
He says greasy food and being fat. He just blurts it out. Yeah. And they're like,
oh,
okay.
Wow.
And the parents are like, okay. But then he says, I don't think that way. People in Korea think that.
Right.
And then he says to Devin, you're lazy, so you always get fast food for lunch. No wonder you're a piggy. It just says that in front of her entire family.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And he touches her stomach.
Her family is like, this is not okay with me. Like, we need to talk to him because whatever this playful piggy thing he thinks is happening is not okay.
Yeah. He's like, he says, I'm just saying the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, yes, but you don't say that out loud.
Yeah, but also she's not fat, so stop saying that. And even if she was, don't say that. And
no,
it shows, I can't remember if it's from this episode or if it shows from next week, but she's trying on wedding dresses and she like isn't liking anything she's trying on.
Right.
And the mom is like, Devin's not saying anything, but I know her body language and her cues, and we're in for a disaster. Like, she is not happy right now. And I think he's really hurting her self-esteem. Like, she does not seem to be happy. So
I know. I wonder if it is like doesn't seem likely that it's a language barrier thing.
Yeah, because what are you even trying to say?
What are you even trying to say? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And then another sucky couple,
Ashley and Miguel. He says to her, mucho hablar, which means she talks a lot.
Yeah, but there was another thing. I can't remember what the slang was or the phrase was that she said that he says. It wasn't mucho hablar or something else,
but
I can't remember.
It was something weird. Something about her talking too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they go to this restaurant to eat. Where she orders a garbage plate.
Yeah, she's like, I want you to... All these poor
They're just
fiancés.
Eating shitty American food.
Yeah, she's like, I want to introduce you to something I really love eating in America. And it's a garbage plate. And it's...
Yeah.
Potatoes.
cheeseburger meat. Or it's a cheeseburger. I don't know. There's hot dogs. There's macaroni salad. But it's all like mixed together.
Yeah, it's like slop. It's slop.
And they can't be good, right?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of want to make it. It just do a taste test.
I don't know.
It's like bowl. It's like a Chipotle bowl of just like hot dogs, hamburger, macaroni salad, French fries all together.
And then Miguel says, you know, the first 30 days here, I spent about 60% of the time in the bathroom.
That's the only funny thing he's ever said. That's the only thing I've ever liked that he said.
Eating all this fried
constant
food.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, just don't eat. There's better food to eat in America. You don't have to eat fried food. There's all sorts of stuff.
It's funny, coming from these countries where is he from? Ecuador?
Somewhere. I think so.
You're probably having so much like beautiful fish and fruit and like fresh food.
Yeah.
And then you come here and it's like, have a hot dog and macaroni salad.
Deep
it's
just fried
so,
shit.
Frappuccinos. And he's like, I feel so sick. He's like, I feel so disgusting.
Although, what's her face? Devin said she gained weight in Korea eating fried food and drinking alcohol.
And drinking. Yeah, I think she drank a lot.
Yeah. So, Ashley, they're planning on getting married still. They're going to get married in Florida because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what Ashley said. And they're looking for flights to go down there. And Rochester, New York to West Palm Beach is $250 round trip.
Not bad.
Which is like kind of cheap, actually.
Yeah. And Miguel's like, that's way too much money.
Yeah. He's like, that's too much. He hates spending money. And he wants her to send that money back to his family.
Seems like he doesn't want to get married. It seems like he just wants to be in America and then get money to
go to the courthouse, get married.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, if she buys this package, she has to buy the whole package, which means the people I left behind, meaning she needs to send money back to my family. That's the deal with me.
You're not that special, bro.
You're not that special.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
So yeah, that's where that ended.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, so then we have 90 Day the Other Way, Season 5, Episode 21, somehow, Stranger Things Have Happened.
The last episode before the tell-all, part one.
Yes, tell-all, part one, which was fun.
Yeah, Shekinah and Sarper. Shekinah goes to a hotel after their little fight. Sarper apologizes. He says, I can't live without you. And he promises not to pressure her about having a baby.
Yeah, and they just make up, of course.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah, there's never any other option. Of course, they're going to stay together.
And then Brandon and Mary, they have posted a pic of their baby.
Yeah.
And the name Midnight. Is Midnight.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool name. You know, I like that name.
I kind of like that name.
I like the name, too. Midnight's a cool name.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
So this episode,
at the wedding still, the bugs.
Wedding, the bugs.
Yeah.
His mom's freaking out. They're in her hair. They're going up Brandon's nose.
She's having a full-fledged panic attack.
Yeah. They're inside Mary's dress.
Disgusting.
And it's crazy that the camera crew is still filming. Like, well, shout out to them.
They're like, turn off the light, turn off the light. Because did you see, the light that was on the production camera was attracting all these bugs to the producer?
Oh,
and he was, like, screaming because he was being swarmed with bugs because of the video light. And another camera guy was like, turn off your light, turn off your light.
It's chaos.
It really is, like, movie-level chaos.
Also, if those bugs aren't a bad omen, I don't know what is.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
So the mom's in the car having a panic attack. They're biting.
Yeah, they bite. I didn't know that.
The bugs are biting. He lost his ring.
Yeah, swatting the bugs. His ring flew off.
He's using his camera phone light, looking for his ring in the dark. There's bugs everywhere. He finds his ring.
I can't believe he found his ring. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. And Mary's like, this is the first time I've ever seen this.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a normal occurrence.
And that's what's so weird. She's like,
that is weird.
My whole life, I have never seen this happen.
That's so
strange. Specifically for the wedding. I'm like, did production release all these bugs?
Yeah.
Like, that's so crazy. The first time this ever happened in the Philippines is for their wedding at this place.
Yeah.
Weird.
And there's bugs on the cake. They pick off the bugs.
And eat the cake.
And they eat the cake.
Yeah, I cannot believe they took the cake home to eat it. Covered in bugs. I was like disgusted.
Yes, you can take the bugs off, but like there's residual bugginess.
No, I would.
Bug saliva.
I was so grossed out. They wiped off all the frosting and then ate the inside of the cake. And I'm like, still no.
Uh-uh.
I don't know
still
if they laid eggs in there. I don't know what these bugs
still
are doing.
No,
but ugh. Disgusting.
And then Kimberly and TJ.
The psychopath.
Oh, boy. So it's been 3 months since they got married. Apparently, Kim does not hang out with the family. She stays upstairs in their home.
She refuses.
She's only
to go
eaten
downstairs
with them two or three times.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will not go downstairs.
She said, and the way their house is, she said if someone wants to go upstairs to the rooftop, they have to go through their living room.
That sucks. Yeah.
And she's asked them multiple times to like knock or ring the doorbell to make sure that she like has clothes on or she's like appropriate.
Yeah.
And they got upset at her.
That's stupid. Like, I'm on her side about that.
That would annoy the shit out of me. If someone
really
had to walk through my apartment.
Yeah.
At any time unannounced, you can't live like
that. No, I would be in a constant state of hypervigilance, being like, I wonder if someone's gonna come
in. It really sucks.
Yeah.
So then when she like goes downstairs, like they don't even really say hi to her, apparently.
Right.
Like, they're not making an effort.
But also they don't speak English and they
right.
There's a language difference. So
yeah.
I think they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place where they're both reading so much into the silence, but really there can't be anything other than silence.
I know. They don't. Has she not learned any language? I don't know.
Also, sometimes I hate Kimberly, but like sometimes you have to be the bigger person to just make the first step. Like, she's just expecting everyone to reach out to her. Like, why don't you just be the first person to reach out then?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She said she's depressed and she wouldn't wish this life on anybody. And she can't leave the house because she doesn't speak the language. Again, use a translator app. You can go to the store.
Yeah.
Put in what you want to say and then play it. Like, there's so many apps that you can use. You don't have to speak the language. Like, you just use apps.
Yeah.
And it seems very similar to what Holly is going through in South Africa, because Holly also won't leave the house.
Yeah.
But the thing is, everyone speaks English in South Africa.
Well, right.
So Holly doesn't have an excuse. But she's just not leaving the house. She's not trying to like embrace this new life. Like, she has to try.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other option.
And TJ, so they get into an argument, and TJ says, if you feel alone, you can go back to the US. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm telling you, I'm depressed and you don't care. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? And she yells, she's like, say you're sorry and give me a hug. He says, I'm not doing that. And he says, what about my emotional support? And right. I'm the asshole now? And she's like, I'm not saying that. And then the famous scream
that
we've been teased for this whole season.
Yeah.
She tells him to shut up. And then she screams the loudest.
She's a toddler.
You could ever scream. She just screams like, ah! She's like, I hate you.
She literally just does a toddler tantrum scream.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I didn't know people actually did that. Like, I was.
It's really nuts.
I mean, I'm sure it felt good for her.
Yeah. It's intense.
It was insane. It's crazy.
I imagine the family probably heard her screaming.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
Fuck is happening.
I mean, only crazy people do that.
Yeah.
That's like in the Love Has One cult. Where I think it was in the Love Has One cult where they're like screaming and like hysterically crying. And it was also in the Teal Swan episodes, you know, where they're like screaming and like crying in the pool. It's like that's a crazy person thing to do is just like scream really loud like that.
Yeah.
Girl.
Well, on to Danielle and Johan.
Oh, this was a juicy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they teased this and then we got to see it in action.
Or Danielle is moving out of the apartment because Johan moved out of the apartment. She's leaving because she's hosting a retreat. What are these retreats she's hosting? Is it yoga? She does a yoga retreat or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she does yoga retreats.
And then, she said a woman reached out to her to tell her that she's been in a relationship with Johan for 2 years.
Yeah.
And asks Danielle, are you guys really getting a divorce?
Yeah.
And Johan asked this woman to pay for a lawyer for his divorce from Danielle.
Right. So this whole woman met
Johan's father and nephew. She's given them money.
Yeah. This whole time, Johan has been in a relationship with someone else, which honestly, like, makes sense. Now, yes. Based on what we've seen from their relationship and their fighting and him kind of taking money and stuff like that, his disinterest, it makes sense.
And Johan apparently brought this woman into their apartment when Danielle was out of town.
Crazy.
And he sent her a pic of his dick on Christmas Eve, the day when they were handing out gifts.
When he was in that Santa costume.
Yeah, he was in the Santa costume.
He sent some of that Santa Claus dick.
And she's like, I just never thought he was capable of this. You didn't? Yeah. Come on.
I thought, because we see, like, in the past episode, it was like, I found out something about Johan that I can't believe. I thought it was going to be like, he's killed someone or something, or he stole more money.
Yes.
And I can believe, but this whole secret relationship, the whole time she has all the screenshots. And then say this part about the computer, because that's crazy.
She went through his computer and found out he's been talking to 6 women who have been sending him money. This guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's just like a scammer.
Working it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's crazy that he wanted to be on this show. I don't know. Or did he not want to be on the show? Why did he agree to being on TV?
I always wonder, like, why are these people on TV?
Yeah.
You're
going to get found out.
And it's also weird because he wasn't like trying to move to America, right? Or was he?
I think maybe he did.
And she refused.
Yes.
That's what it was. He wanted to move to America because he thought there was more opportunities for him there. And she was like, no, I want to be in the DR. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why they got married. Interesting. Well, now we have the first reunion. Yeah. Holly of Holly and Wayne. Holly has been back in America for 4 months.
Right.
I guess she couldn't handle South Africa
She couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Holly, I thought, always looks like she just did the walk of shame.
She always has too many accessories.
Yeah, like a club dress on or something. Yes. She looks like she slept in her makeup. She always looks like it's not fresh makeup. It always looks like makeup from 2 or 3 days ago that she's like re-put mascara on. Like her hair doesn't look brushed. It's just she always looks like she just woke up from a nap after drinking
and
all
she's
night
late
or something. Yeah, and she's late. She had something. To run there.
She had to run to where she's going.
Yeah, it's so weird. And Wayne says that they've kind of lost touch since she's been home. But I mean, they're still married, but...
Yeah, that's weird. So when they are all getting to the studio...
Oh, right.
Her opinions are useless. She's like, I don't like Danielle because of the way she treated Johan. What the fuck are you talking about? Every time she opened her mouth, I was like, shut up. Shut up. You're wrong.
Yeah, Shekinah is a villain. Like, the more... this part one of the tell-all, I'm like, Shekinah, there's something very wrong with you.
Like,
you need help.
And then Armando asked Sarper if he ever got any STDs from the 2,500 women
that he slept with. He says, he's like, not that I know of. And I'm like, that's not a good answer.
There's some special guests.
Yes.
Tim, Kalani, Andre, and Tanya are all there.
Yeah, for like no reason. They all have a special connection to someone on the stage. And I'm like, no, they don't. There's no connection to anyone here. And I'm so over this Tim guy. Since you guys don't watch, Tim was someone from like several seasons ago, but he's been on the show a few times. And then he was on Pillow Talk or something else. And
he's been on a bunch of shit.
Just Google him. I can't even. I don't understand. He's
annoying.
He wears eyeliner and like bedazzled stuff.
I read that he doesn't wear eyeliner. It's just kind of how his eyes are.
Bitch, please. Are you serious? Come on now. And his business is bedazzled guns or something. He bejewels guns. Anyway, should we get into Kimberly and TJ?
Yes. Turns out Kim is still living in India?
No, she's in America.
But why did she say she was still... Because I thought she posted on Instagram she was in America, but they're like, you're still in India? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she said that, because she's not. Maybe at the time of filming this, she was in India.
At the time of filming,
something.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I thought she came back.
She's
but apparently
in America now.
Flew in for the reunion. So TJ took out a $12,000 loan to renovate the apartment, and she didn't know about that?
Yeah, a seven-year loan or something to renovate it.
Yeah. And that was like, and she's like, oh, I don't know. Like, shouldn't you know these things about your partner?
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre.
They never talk.
And then Jenny and Sumit zoom in.
Because there's the beef, which we've talked about, where Kimberly said that Jenny and Sumit's relationship was fake and that they were faking it for the screen and that it was like scripted. And Jenny and Sumit were pissed.
So they zoom in.
Yeah.
And Jenny goes off on Kim, calls her spoiled and ungrateful.
Yeah.
And says, respect India or don't be here.
Yeah.
And then Kim calls her a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
And the whole, whenever Jenny is talking, Kim is like, Kimberly's laughing.
Yeah.
And she is such a, she's a little gnat. I just want to.
Yes.
She's so annoying. Is like, it's like she's taken courses in how to be the most annoying person on the planet.
It's really crazy how annoying she is. Ugh,
it's just the laughing when someone is speaking is so immature. She's like an immature toddler baby.
Yes.
I hate her.
Yes. And then the host name? Sean Robinson is she's like, do you notice that you always seem to escalate arguments instead of de-escalating them? And then they show clips.
They're like, play the reel. It's just like her being crazy. She's like, I don't believe I do. And then, so in that fight that we talked about where screams, she's like, because TJ said to her, you're acting crazy or something like that. And yes. Kimber was like, I've told you not to call me crazy. I don't call you an asshole or, you know, a dick or a titty baby. And I remember I was watching it. I was like, did she just say titty baby? Titty baby. And because that's not like a phrase. Like people aren't just going around calling people titty babies. And so someone was like, what was with the titty baby comment? And she says that she calls him a titty baby because she tells him that he's still sucking on his mom's teat because she's
a mama's boy.
Yeah, mama's boy. She's just like
a titty baby.
A titty baby. That's like that's a hat idea. Titty baby.
Titty baby.
Titty baby. She's just such a loser.
Yeah, she sucks.
And even everyone, you know, because they like break for lunch and they show them eating lunch. And who is it of Armando? It's Kenny and Armando. Kenny is like, do you regret calling Jenny a cunt? Yeah. Like, that was a little too much. And Kimberly's like, no, I don't regret a thing.
No, I don't regret it.
I really liked Kenny. I realize I like Kenny's personality. I think he's cool.
Yeah. I like Kenny and Armando.
Yeah, like I would go to brunch with them or something.
They're the most normal people on the show. That's why that's so boring.
That's why they're boring.
Just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I would go to like Hamburger Mary's with Kenny and Armando.
Your former. Job.
Yeah. So then Shekinah and Starper. Like this is so dark. This made me be like they're not entertaining. This is darkness. Dark. Yeah.
So they ask if Sarper's still weighing her, and she's like, he's not weighing me currently.
But he says he's not weighing her currently because he likes her figure right now.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't need to.
Uh-huh. But he's like, I just want her to eat certain things.
It's disgusting.
It's crazy. He tells her how to look, how to behave, how to eat all day, don't eat carbs. And so because he's still in Turkey, she's in New York for the tell-all, and he told her to only eat like vegetables or anything healthy. And if they don't have anything healthy, to send a picture of the food options to send to him so he can tell her what she can eat.
He leaves her voice notes every day being like, this is what you should wear today. This is what you need to eat.
Make sure to sit up straight.
Yeah. Like have good posture.
Don't put on dark lipstick because it makes your lips look too big. Make sure to use this type of contour. Do your eyes like this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Every day he does that to her. Then like she plays some of the voicemails from that day or some of the voice notes where he's like, take a photo of all the food and then show me all the different options so I can tell you what to eat. And
she's like pretending like this is normal. And they're like, it's normal.
Yeah. She's like, she's like, I don't think it's weird. Like he's my leader and
he wants me to be the best version of myself. He's just encouraging me.
Yeah. And
no.
Holly chimes in being like, I get it. If someone doesn't have some sort of control over me, I feel like they don't care about me. And Shekinah says, yeah, and he likes someone who is submissive and I like someone who is controlling. It's bad. It's like so toxic.
Like, it's fine if you want to be in that relationship, but she's criticizing everyone else's relationships. Like, you have nothing to stand on because you are in what appears to be an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And you're saying, like, other people's relationships are bad. You can't. You have no opinion.
Well, like, where the red flag? Well, I mean, there's a million red flags. Like,
yeah.
But what you said, let's say it's not harming her or whatever per se, maybe this is like some weird fetish you have, I get it, but her whole family isn't talking to her. She's not talking to her entire family anymore because of this.
Her sisters, her mom, everyone, she doesn't talk to her. She has six sisters, I think she said, five or six sisters. She's not talking to any of them because of Sarper.
And that's like a key of like an abusive relationship is if they're separating you. Yeah, it's like anyone who doesn't approve of Sarper, she will no longer talk to. And that's like a major red flag.
Yeah. And then her sister, who we met on the show, sent a video message
yeah
to her, And they play it. And Shakina, the whole time Shakina's like, I don't want to listen to this. Turn it off.
Yeah.
It's lies. Turn it off. And the sister says, Sarper's controlling. He has no respect for her.
Yeah.
And Shakina's like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to see her. Turn it off.
And she makes a good point. She's like, this is not good for your daughter to see you in a relationship like this. And she also says, like, I was going to address Sarper, but I don't think he has the brain capacity to, like, understand.
Yeah, it's just going
to
go in one ear and out the other. He's not going to, I'm not going to waste my time.
It's, I feel bad for her family because it must be hard. Yeah. It's like joining a cult. Like, you're seeing your family member join a cult and there's nothing
you
can do.
She's like in NXIVM.
Yeah.
It's being told what to eat, having to send pictures. That's what they did in NXIVM.
Yeah. Being weighed. Like, it's just really.
That's what they did.
And she was not looking good. She looks weird. She's looking really weird. I did see on Instagram she opened her books for 2024 for facials, but I don't even want one after this. No. I mean, I don't want one because they're like $350, which is insane.
I'm not going to support her business.
It's nuts.
And
then Julio and Kristen, who are on for like three episodes,
who I completely forgot about.
Yeah, and I don't care about them, but it says that they say maybe that Kristen was cheating or something. Kirsten, whatever her name is, I don't even care.
I don't know why they're on the tell-all. Nobody cares. They were on like six episodes. It was so boring.
Yeah, and I don't even know why they're spending any time on them, because we're like, I don't, okay. But he says he caught her cheating and has it on video, or has her cheating on the phone. I don't even know, but whatever. Who cares? We don't know who they are, and they're stupid, and they're broken up. But that's about it for this episode.
Episodes.
Thank you guys for your patience while we did some rescheduling. I had some appointments I had to get to. I'm a very important person. I had a lot of
very important VIP.
I had a lot of meetings, a lot of meetings. I had TED Talks. A beautiful hummingbird is outside. It's like red. Where's my phone?
It's like the opposite of the bug
gone.
Invasion.
Yeah. That was so cute. All right. Well, on that note, and this episode of ADD Talks. All right. Well, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, 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 it's another 90 day. Fiance, baby. Oh, 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 it's your 90-day fiance recap.
Powered by Acast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.